Because there was no room in the inn, she wrapped the baby in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. Dear Christian friends, it wasn't a Marriott or a Hilton. It wasn't even a Best Western or a Motel 6. It was an inn with maybe two or three private rooms and a common area where most people would lay a bedroll and sleep the night away in front of the fire. No showers, probably the Judean equivalent of an outhouse, and a small cooking area. It would have been a hot, muggy room, reeking of the evening meal and wine which flowed freely, and every inch crammed with bodies sweaty and smelly from the day's journey. But there was no room there, none at all. No vacancy signs. The census turned sleepy Bethlehem into a boom town. The innkeeper filled every room and closet. He placed someone in every bed, an occupant on every cot. But honestly, couldn't he have found one more space? Mary was in her third trimester pregnant. Wouldn't you find a bed for a mother to be? Of course you would. Which makes me wonder, was there another reason Jesus' parents were turned away? Maybe the knock on the door came at midnight. The last candle had been snuffed out. The last dish washed. The only sound was the popping of fireplace coals and the snoring of slumbering guests. The innkeeper answered the door with his nightshirt. Through a 6-inch hole in the door, he told Joseph, "It's too late. We're all bedded down. Earlier in the evening, there might have been a room. But at this hour, sorry." Besides, Mary's pregnancy might prove problematic. What if she screamed during labor and woke up the other guests? And the baby? I mean, the baby will have to be cleaned up. Babies can be noisy, restless. This was a hotel, not a maternity ward. Perhaps the hour was too late. Or the couple was too common. Simple villagers, hoi polloi, as the Greek says. Had Mary and Joseph been Queen Mary and King Joseph, the innkeeper would have responded differently. Had they arrived with camels and servants instead of a few clothes and a tired donkey, the response of the innkeeper might have been uncommon. But no trumpet sounded, no herald proclaimed, no courier announced the arrival. There was only a knock at the door by a common couple at a late hour when the inn was crowded. So the innkeeper missed the opportunity, and you know many still do today. As a society, even as the church, I fear we do not do any better making room for Jesus than this innkeeper. Indeed, we should be better at it, for we know who he is. Yet our lives are just as busy, just as taken up by work, by business, by the preparations for celebrating the holidays. We run from this mall to that appointment, to this party, to that friend's house, till we are so tired, so exhausted, that often we forget the reason for the season, the miracle of Christ's coming. There is little room in our hearts for that which is truly the most important, the fact that a Savior from sin has been born, that Emmanuel, God with us, has arrived, that we are not alone or unloved or without hope. We overlook the peace of God, exchanging it for the chaos of this world. Some of you may be saying tonight, "Not me, Pastor. I'm here. I made room for Jesus tonight." Some of you will probably come back tomorrow, Christmas Day at 9:30 for the service. Yet walking in the door tonight, was your mind on worship or on 1,000 little details left to deal with? Eating dinner, opening gifts, making some phone calls, entertaining the grandchildren or the children? Or if you are like me, on the little details that make up the worship service? I try to spend more time planning for worship than actually doing it. Spend more time reading about prayer than on my knees. Spend more time talking about God than talking to Him. And then I look at the manger scene and realize, the Father knew this about me, about you. Prior to sending Jesus to be born in a stable, to be laid in a feeding trough, despite all that I am, despite the lack of room and time I have for God in my hectic life, Jesus came for me and for you and for the whole world. To this imperfect world, without room for Him, Jesus was born, because He had room in His heart for us. Our imperfections did not matter, for in the cross, that imperfection, that sin, would be separated from us and laid on Him. His righteousness would be credited to our account, and the Father would see us as righteous, even as He poured out wrath on our sin, which Jesus took on Himself. Jesus laid all heaven aside to come and love us beyond anything any one of us could imagine. He makes room in our hearts by ridding us of sin and guilt and shame, by teaching us about His incredible love, and that love, while self-sacrificing, is always fulfilling, by being our God, by making us His people. All those things that would distract us become so much less when we realize why Christ came for us. Jesus comes not with a list of things for you to do this Christmas, but with a list of things He has already done and will do for you. Your death defeated. Your sins forgiven. Your fears, He will give you courage. Your questions, He will guide you. Jesus lifts burdens. He doesn't add to them. But it's too late, you say. No, it isn't. It's never too late for Christ. You are never too old, too messed up, or too worn out. Elijah was depressed. God still came to him. Abraham was old. God still led him. Moses was retired. God still called him. Jonah was on the run. God still used him. Jacob cheated his family. God still had a place for him. Peter betrayed Christ. Saul persecuted Christ. Thomas doubted Christ. But each learned it was not too late for Christ. It's never too late to come to Christ for help. My friends, this Christmas, amidst the noise and confusion, among the feasting and sharing in family, among the worries of realizing that Monday brings with it bills and the weight on our scales that will take a month to remove, among all that stuff, realize the love that God has for you, shown in the coming of Christ. Realize the peace that comes from knowing you are forgiven, that you are a child of God, that you have heaven. May we always have room in the inn of our hearts for Jesus. Merry Christmas. Amen.